Everybody, thanks for tuning into this episode of On Tap with Title Tap. This is Dean Calora, CEO and co-founder of Title Tap. We are going to pick up part two of the three-legged stool focused on sales this go around. Part one was all about culture. We talked to Kyle McDowell on that one. Now Kyle turns into the interviewer with myself, and we have Dr. Cindy McGovern kind of fielding some questions from us on the sales piece. She just is rolling out her second book on selling yourself and how to implement a powerful personal brand. She had every job was a sales job prior to this, and this is a pickup on that, and does a great job interconnecting the two. So she's going to leave us with some great nuggets, some actionable ways we can improve that branding. So I really can't wait to dive in, and hope you guys enjoy. Thanks. All right. Good morning. How are you both
good
doing?
Hey,
good.
Hey, Cindy.
Good to see you.
Yeah, likewise. It just keeps getting better when we do these. I don't know. This is now part two. So for those kind of tuning in right now, this is kind of part two of our three-legged stool, kind of building some awesomeness in your organization. If many of you recall, we had Mr. Kyle McDowell on the whole Begin With We principles, where we kind of focused a little bit of our content on culture. And hopefully you took away from that and started applying some of those principles. Today, we've got Dr. Cindy McGovern on the hot seat. Many of you know her very well. She's been a pillar in the industry. And again, just to kind of remind folks, the cast here is really, tuned in for attorneys and title agents. But truly, I think any of these principles are agnostic. Doesn't matter what industry you live in. But today we're going to be focused on more of the sales aspects and some of the principles. And with that, Dr. Sydney, is this book number two now?
Two, absolutely.
Man, this is fantastic.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats on that. So I guess tell us a little bit about it. And I know again, we're going to try to keep our time together really condensed to about 15 to 20 minutes. So there's a lot to pack in here. But if you could just give the audience a little bit of your why behind book number two and what you're trying to capture, that would be fantastic.
Absolutely. So this book is called Sell Yourself, How to Create, Live, and Sell a Powerful Personal Brand. And I wrote this because of all the changes in the world, truly. I believe that if we empower each person to live what I call their superpowers, then we collectively as a whole world are actually stronger. But it's really empowering for an organization Wow. if you empower each individual to be the best version of themselves.
Awesome. Awesome. And such a really fantastic pairing to what we talked about prior to this, kind of creating that safe space in the organization to then be enabled to do this. It's chock full of great things. I mean, it's hard for me to kind of nail down just one thing to focus on, but I'm going to challenge you, I guess, to, with the time we have, what are maybe a couple things that you want to tease out that would be sort of a good building block for this conversation to really sort of dive into the principles you feel are most aligned with, kind of getting going?
Yeah. So, being a consultant to this industry and working with title agents and attorneys, part of the challenge right now is the market shifting and what can we do? And a lot of folks are feeling like we just have to ride it out. Inventories are low, interest rates have gone up, but there are things you can do. You can be proactive, but it does start with the leadership. And so kind of piggybacking on where Kyle left his last comment of you're leaving a leadership legacy right now. It's already being written. And is it really the legacy you mean to be leaving? Are you writing it yourself or have you given the pen away? And so I would encourage all the listeners and all the leaders, whether it says it on your business card or not, you are living and selling a personal brand about yourself. Is it what you mean to be doing? And more importantly, in this changing market, if it's not, then rebrand now. Now is your chance. Now is the perfect time. We went through the great resignation, the great regret. The great reset, I really believe next is the great rebrand. Mm.
Super powerful. I mean, we offline have talked about this a couple times and we're both feeling it, hearing it because we're in the industry day in and day out. you know, people are cutting back, they're bracing, they're, and again, you know, many of those actions are probably for good reason. But, you know, when it comes to the question of sales, and, you know, we'll get to marketing kind of in part three here, but, you know, I see a lot of people taking advantage of other folks cutting back. I mean, I see it all the time, and they're just simply double downing. And you and I jokingly said the other day, like, you know, when you ask about, hey, well, how much market share do you have? And it's like, you know, I think it's like 4 or 5%, but there's just nothing, you know, available. And it's like, so you're telling me there's like 95% of the market still out there. You just have to compete for it differently. And so to your point, you know, again, it starts with how do you position the value chain for yourself. And that's incredibly, it's incredibly powerful. It starts there, you know, with being able to connect that value to the folks you're trying to attract.
You know, it's so true. And this is truly the conversation I keep having with folks. It's like, unless you have 80% of the market share, you have so much opportunity. Like, get to 80%. I feel like, okay, maybe that's a little tougher, but like anything under that, you have so much opportunity right this second, but you do have to take action. And it's funny because that's actually why I named the book Sell Yourself, because the operative word there is sell. And everybody has that icky feeling about it. And they say, oh, I'm not a salesperson. I'm an escrow officer. I'm a processor. I'm a paralegal. You're selling every day. When you pick up the phone, when you send an email, what is the message that you're portraying? Not just about you, but about your organization. And right now is when we need to truly make sure everybody is delivering on that sale every single opportunity. And I mean, you know me, I would argue that every job really is a sales job, but at the same time, it's more about making sure they know how to take advantage of the opportunity, to leverage that opportunity. When a customer is upset on the other line because the closing is going to take place late, that's actually an opportunity to shine, not just problem solve. You've got to sell yourself as the go-to person who can fix it in that moment and make that person's day. And what's funny is that's not the salespeople in an organization. That's the people who are what would consider themselves operational. I call it wish fulfillment department. It is. I mean, it's the wish fulfillment. Love I want to that. Close. I want to close on time. Okay. You know, yeah, you can call it operations, but really making sure all of those people in your organization know what they're selling about themselves. And what I would empower leaders to think about right this second is, if you went to anybody in your organization and you said, do you want that customer to have such a good experience that they come back and tell other people? Every single person would say yes. So then you tie that to the fact that, do you know why they come back? It's because you sold yourself. You sold them on the fact that you could help them. You were empowered to make their day to solve that problem. That's where you begin.
Hey, Cindy, can I jump in there, Dean? Cindy, a couple of times, well, several times, you used the word brand. Yeah. And then in another part of your response, you talked about what message am I sending about my personal brand and what message am I sending about the company? I don't know about you, and I'd love your take on this. As I was writing the book and kind of interviewing some folks that I thought could provide some good input, they also talked about the connection between my personal brand and the organization, but they talk about it in a negative way as if it doesn't exist. So I just wonder what you've experienced is, do people actually see that there is a connection? Do they miss that? How can we bring that out in them if it's not there?
So there's literally an entire chapter about that. And living your company's brand because of that connection. And I do think there's a disconnect. I don't think everybody understands that every single person in your organization reflects on your brand. They are all brand ambassadors. Are they telling the story you want them to tell when they're at their kid's soccer game on Saturday, when they're sitting at the PTA meeting, when they're at the pool with their friends? How are they living that brand? And then for the company brand, how is all the things that are going on reflecting on that? They are completely intertwined. But what's funny is there is a misconception that you can lean on the company's reputation and brand, and that's enough. Or, which is a huge mistake, or people get sticky to like one or two people in an organization because they have a strong personal brand. When in fact, we should be layering those relationships, especially in this industry. We all know somebody could leave at any given moment. They can be recruited away. Somebody backs up the money truck and they're gone. Where are the rest of those connections? Where's the stickiness? And that's where you've got to make sure that company brand, that personal brands are truly intertwined. And that's actually what I love about in your book too. It's we are in this together.
That's right.
We're all responsible for the success and the satisfaction of that customer.
Right on.
I'm just going to build on that real quick. This is awesome. What I'm hearing you both say is like, it's truly high stakes, right? We're only as good. It goes beyond just like, just you're only as good as your last transaction, your last closing. It's you're only as good as your last interaction.
That's right.
Human interaction with a team member, with a customer. That's it, right? I mean, and we can all probably relate to that on a personal level, but when you really dial that in to even how you lay out the groundwork foundationally on your professional, you know, application of your principles, it's exacerbated, right? Because, you know, there's usually money tied to that, but it really does foundationally, I think, you're kind of assessed after every interaction you have, as small as those might be. I mean, that's the imprint that you leave for the next one, right? So couldn't be just more, I think, powerful. And, you know, it's something that should be recognized as connected, from what I'm hearing you both say. So kind of what, and again, I'm kind of looking at our time block here, but what are some actionable things, you know, Dr. Singh, that's me. Like, what's the next step here? Yeah. Like, how can I like consume all this chase, awesome right? stuff? And, you know, it's like, you go to these, you know, Kyle, we just joke, we go to these conferences and they're like overloaded. Right. And it's like, what do you focus on next? Right. So I just want to make sure we can get down to like the tangible level of what someone can tease out the minute they in, you know, listening to this as a step they can take. So do you have any recommendations for that?
Absolutely. So, you know, the coach in me can't help but give advice and homework. So here it comes. homework for everybody. The first thing is, leaders need to recognize what they're already selling, and your inaction is selling as much as your action. And so, have you done a good job of fostering this environment where people feel like they can be their best selves, that they feel like they can speak up, they feel empowered to fix the problem, even if it's not, quote, their job or their department? So starting there. So that's the first thing. The way that you figure that out, though, is getting feedback. You've got to get, I call it an honest inventory in the book, an honest inventory of what you've been selling as a leader. So that's a little bit of a, you know, look in the mirror. And we do this in organizations all the time. And I mean, you know this about us, Dean, but like, if your baby's ugly, we're going to tell you.
unapologetically.
Yeah. And then we give you a hug. But, but they really need leaders at this moment in this industry in particular, and quite frankly, any industry, just given the changes in the world.
Yeah.
Time to take that inventory and really look at what your brand is, because you are the person that's starting that shift. You're the one that's doing it. And then the next thing is, start looking at how people are living their brands. And it's funny, you talked about that we're only as good as our last interaction. I joke that we're in transactionships in this industry, not relationships, because we are. You know, it's, we tick somebody off and then all of a sudden they hate us and then they go tell 10 other people. But it's recognizing that even a brief encounter, and I talk about this in the book too, a brief encounter is a chance to make a lasting impression. And we've all been there. So let's take it outside of this industry. Let's look at it just as consumers. You go and you buy a sandwich and you're in a town, you don't know anybody. And you go and you buy the sandwich and the person's nice to you. And the sandwich is okay, but it's the chitter chatter in the literally 1 minute encounter at the counter that left the impression on you. That person wasn't trained in sales, most likely. They were trained on punching in the computer system, getting it right. But it was their personal brand that they sold you on. And that's the operative word, sell yourself. So part of this is some skills development of your people, making sure they understand the impact they're making in every interaction. And I firmly believe if you can tick off a customer, you can make their day, or you can influence someone's opinion of you or your organization, that's sales. Make sure everybody gets it in your organization.
Love that. Wow. Kyle, any kind of ending questions or anything like that before we wrap up?
No, I don't think there's anything that can top that. Really well said. Really
well
said.
It's like a mic drop moment right there.
Wow.
Awesome. Guys, this has been fantastic and chock full of some nuggets here. Dr. Cindy, how can someone get a hold of you, get a hold of the new book you got coming out? If you can kind of give some next steps to that, that'd be awesome.
Absolutely. So orangeleafconsulting.com, orangeleafacademy.com, or drcindy.com. And I'm on social media, First Lady of Sales, 1ST Lady of Sales. Look forward to hearing.
If you don't know, now you know.
Yes. I want the success stories. Let's hear it, man.
Awesome. Well, listen, you guys take care. I think we'll be kind of coming up to part three here the next time we huddle up. And good grief, I'll be on the hot seat. I'm already starting to sweat. all right. You guys take care. To our audience, thanks again for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.